The Icons of Real Estate Podcast. Are you ready to learn the proven money-making secrets from top-producing icon agents? Ready to skyrocket your business? This podcast is for you. Tune in every week with your host, Tomasz Fonseca, and find out how to implement proven strategies to 10 times your business, from $3 million to $30 million in just 12 months. Brought to you by the Masters in Real Estate Marketing, Ardor SEO.
Hello and welcome to Icons of Real Estate. I'm your host, Tomasz Grillo, and today we're honored to have Michael Chu as our guest. With a rich background as an equity partner and a strong foundation in luxury goods, sales, and investment properties, Michael's expertise spans continents. Fluent in Mandarin and English, he leveraged his global network to advise investors worldwide. Join us as we delve into his wealth of experience and insights in the dynamic world of real estate. Welcome, Michael.
Hi, Thomas. Hi, everyone.
Hi, guys. So here in Icons, we love stories. So can you tell us like your journey so far?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I started out, my main business partner is Zhang Cai, the former president of Canada EXP. So we also partnered with him at the Align Group in Greater Vancouver. I started out as one of his clients.
Okay.
Yeah, so I had to sell my home from divorce, and then he helped me out and eventually got me into real estate.
Oh.
And here we are today.
Amazing, amazing. I was going to ask you about your journey. You were like, you have been down to intersected with numbers, influential life figures, and you saw in mm-hmm. that part, you crossed paths with John Tsai. That given his remarkable achievements and dedication to elevating the industry, what insights did you gain from your interactions with him?
Can you rephrase the question again?
So giving to his remarkable achievements and dedication mm-hmm. to elevating the industry, and what insights right. did you gain from your interactions with him, with John Tsai?
Right. So what insight did I get from John Tsai? Definitely, that's a great question. So John Tsai basically trained me, and I also took coaching with Mike Ferry. So the common theme is track your numbers, integrity, and stick to your schedule.
Yeah, numbers. Yeah, in real estate, it's all about the numbers.
Definitely.
Yeah,
that's the basic three things I can think of, working with Zhang Cai, being integrity, having very tight credit integrity, always stick with that schedule. So if you know Zhang Cai, always up 4:30 in the morning for the 5 a.m. team, right? So
yeah, I read that he works more than 12 to 14 hours a week. 14 hours a day. It's impressive.
He doesn't do that anymore. So he has a very tight schedule. He goes to bed earlier than his kids.
no good night stories.
So it's about your schedule, right? So
yeah, and be consistent. That's a part of consistency is the key for success. And when you're consistent with your schedules and you always make into your appointments and you you reach your numbers, you find goals and reach your numbers, you're going to be successful long term for sure. So Michael, throughout your career, always being coachable played a crucial role in your professional development within the real estate industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. That's a great question. So we have new members in our team. So our team is 72 agents strong.
Yep.
We have experienced agent and we have brand new agent stepping into the industry. And for some new agents, you always try to help them, and you will see people are resisting sometimes.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. I've been doing this thing all this long, or I don't know how to do, but then they just don't listen to you. For example, tracking numbers, right? How many people you talk to a day,
yeah.
right? People just don't track. If you don't track, how do you know your closing ratio to book an appointment to close a sale, right? So it's a numbers game.
It's a numbers game, yeah. And when you don't track, you make 50 calls and you know that you are going to have a referral from 50 calls. But if you don't track mm-hmm. your numbers, how are you going to know that? Of course, you can have
exactly.
It's really difficult. And if you don't have goals and everything well established, I don't mm-hmm. know how you can be successful. So can you share a specific instance where being open to feedback and coaching led to a significant breakthrough or improvement in your approach to real estate?
That's a great question. So like an instance where I like breakthrough from coaching, right? Yeah, I believe that would be more on my other coaching. Actually, outside that real estate coaching with John, with Mike Ferry, I took on additional coaching with one of Bob Proctor's coach. Yeah, so she really helped me like breaking my old paradigm and basically allowing me to see like what I didn't see before. Because you know what you don't know, right? And she enabled me to see what I actually want.
Okay.
Right?
So,
because we you get what you think about.
Okay. Can you talk us through like some teachings like that she gave you, like she helped you?
Well, for example, because you were like as a Taiwanese, we were
Okay.
molded. You were molded. I went to private school when I was young. They
Okay.
mold you in a
Yeah,
certain
yeah.
way, like, oh, you just follow the schedule. You have to do A, B, C, D, listen to your teachers, right? But you think based on what you were taught, right? That you don't really think, people say, think outside the box, right? Yep. But when you are molded in that way, how do you break through that box, right? So she helped me break my old confinement and really not just think, but also to attract what I want. Yeah.
That's a really good.
Well, technically, yeah, you cannot make money, right? Making money is illegal.
Yeah,
Well, only government can make money.
Oh, really?
You have to attract money. Yeah, only government can make money.
It's amazing.
You
didn't know.
attract money. You attract.
But I have a question about, you were talking before like about like consistency. So putting the work and be consistent is often cited as a key to success. How do you maintain like consistency in real estate endeavors, especially like during like challenging times?
Great question. And I'm glad you brought out challenging times. So like last year, 2023 was pretty challenging for most of the real estate agents in the industry. I actually had my personal best year in 2023.
In a tough time.
Yeah, I had my best year last year. I made the most money last year in my 6 years in real estate. And that part, I have to say, I was consistent. Like I talked to, at the beginning, I talked to, say, 40 people a day. Not just 40, 50 calls. It's, I
that
actually
Texas.
Talked to 40 people or 50 people like Zhang Cai used to do.
Yeah.
Like back then, when he was still in production, he will be talking in the office from 8 or sometimes 7:30 in the morning to 7 p.m.
Amazing.
Yeah, right. So you make time to make sure he talks to, like actually contact and talk to and having 50 real estate conversations.
Yeah, it's a
And
touch.
yeah, so being consistent, also sticking to your schedule. We start in the morning, right? So in the morning, we currently go the money making hours.
Really?
So I don't go to appointment. I don't do paperwork. I don't check email in the morning.
What do you do in the morning?
Yeah.
You only do touches?
I prospect. I
Only
prospect. I talk to
prospect?
people. Yeah, only prospect. I wake up, go to the gym, role play. I role play every day, every weekday. There was a challenge that we had with Mike Ferry, with our coaches, was to write a script that you want to work on for 30 days. So if you know Mike Ferry's script or any kind of script, I wrote out one script, not just for 30 days. I ended up writing scripts for almost 2 years, every day, even on my vacation. Yeah, I was writing on my plane, on my flight, during the flight. I was writing in the train. I was writing beside the beach on my vacations.
Yeah, I was taught to have to sleep with a book and a pen right on my desk. Because
Right? Let it sink in.
Yeah,
Yeah.
That's a really like, consistent example of like how it helped you. Because you told last year was a tough year and you managed to make it your best year. And that was impressive. Just let me tell you.
Thank you. Yeah.
And you were talking about your mindset, because mindset like is crucial in any profession, but mindset is really important to you. So how do you apply like
Definitely.
the law of like attraction and vibration to your real estate business, like to attract like success and positive outcomes?
That is a great question. So, like, do you know how to ride a bike?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember when you first started when you were
Yeah,
like
I do.
you got onto the bike, you try to keep balance, right? Like all you think about is not fall, not fall. But next thing you know, you fall, right? Because you were thinking like you're gonna get onto the bike and fall. That's why you fall, right? And then when you are kind of got in control with the bike, you hang on to the handles, right? And then you roll on the street. So this is actually from Bob Proctor. Like you were like either walking or riding a bike on the street, you see a hole. Oh man, Thomas, there's a hole. I don't want to get in, right? I don't want to fall into that hole. And then you fall into that. The mindset is like you think what you want to get, and you will get it.
That's how you attract
Like
it.
money, yeah, money deals are just byproducts of helping people. So for me, my passion in real estate is to help families. I like to see when I help, I just help one of my clients, investor clients actually. This time we sold their townhome and they got into a larger single family. And I love the face on this couple and the kid, right? It's priceless. It's priceless. Of course, it's a $2 million home they got into, but it's beautiful. Like the kid was happy. It's a trampoline. There's a tree house in the back.
How amazing. He's gonna have so much memories. Like, clients are
Of
not just,
course.
when we treat like clients, they're not just numbers. We create like a real connection with
It
them.
is that.
And it's so good to, when we see it, we found them like the best place for them and start to imagine like all the stories that they're gonna have. That's something like it's
Oh,
great.
definitely. And not just attracting, because I want to help people, right? And I also have what we call a client avatar, right? And client avatar is like, oh, what types of clients I want to work with. For me, I want to work with clients who are nice people, who are decisive, who has the financial capacity, and who appreciates my help. Like lots of people, they just take everything for granted nowadays, right? But I want to work with a certain type of people. Like in the past, before I have this idea, like I would attract, for example,
Everyone.
the bike owners who are like really mean. They grind you, they grind the other side. And at the end, we got things done. I sold their investment properties, but at the end, it's not a good feeling, right? Like they treat you like, you know.
It's really tough because when you're dealing with a sale or when you're trying like to look a place for someone, you deal with the person so many times a day. Sometimes you call them 3 to 4 times because you find a home and you didn't need to define, and yet you spend so much time with that person that you don't, if you don't have, like you told us, like your avatar, it's gonna be a tough time. It's gonna be more easy for you to think, I'm gonna fall, and then you're gonna fall on your bike.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So that's changing your own vibration, right? When you change your vibration, you attract the right clients that have the same vibration that you want,
Yeah, that's
right?
the law of
So
attraction.
most of my clients are very nice people. Most.
Have our days. Sometimes we have bad days as well.
Oh,
So
absolutely.
yes.
Absolutely.
So being a continuous like learner is essential in staying ahead of, like in any industry. How do you prioritize learning and skill development in your busy schedule as an equity partner?
That is a great question. Yes, so like lots of people, they would say they read books, but for me, I prefer Audible, because I prospect in the morning. I tend to arrange my appointments in the afternoon, usually mid to late afternoon, sometime evening, and then I would listen to an Audible when I drive to my appointments.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
definitely good. Empower. You feel more
Yeah.
empowered, but you cannot drive with your notebook to write some ideas of the audio.
You can bookmark something on the operator console, right? So that's fine.
Okay, amazing, amazing. So as a leader, how do you instill a culture of continuous learning and growth within your team and organization?
Yeah, that's a great question. So right now, in addition to being in production, like I'm also coaching newer members or helping other member within our team, right? So because we have a pretty big mega team, 72 people as of today, our goal at the end will be to have a 100 people team.
Okay. That's
Yeah.
tough to
So,
coordinate.
yeah. And you have to be a smart learner so that you can be an effective leader, right? Being with Zhang Cai, like, oh, this year, just sit beside him and look at what he does. And then, you know, It's not rocket science, just repeat the same thing.
Yeah, I get you. I get you. So, in lead, like leading by example is like a powerful like leadership trait. Can you highlight like a time when leading by example has inspired your team or peers to elevate like their performance or mindset?
That's a great question. So, leading by example, the best situation, best scenario we have is actually we have a weekly, we call it the prospecting clinic.
Okay.
Right. So, like we in the office, usually a conference room, like team members will be there. I'll be there, John will be there, and one of our managing partners, Axel, he will be there. Like agents will be just calling, you know, prospecting on the spot. Yeah. And we just walk around and give them ideas.
Okay. So you guys go on.
Yeah, it's kind of
fun. Yeah, it's kind of fun, but at the same time, you feel the pressure, don't you? Because you have like 10 people around you and you're prospecting.
Yeah. Well, it is how you improve, right? Like you have to be like in the bullpen, because usually we work from home nowadays, right? So you don't really know, like you only talk to the people you talk to. You don't know how other agents talk to other people.
Yeah.
Right. Like we have really seasoned team member who come to the prospecting clinic and he called online lead. Online lead is usually like slow. They don't do anything, right? And then this lady tried to brush him off. Just looking, nothing crucial. I'm not going to buy or sell anything. And then this season agent from our team, so he'll talk to this lady for 15 minutes. Not only he know her motivation like 3-5 years down the road, he also set up a search update for her.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Right? Like she might shorten her time on moving to her next house because of that. So like new agents in the room, or listen to that conversation, right? That's how you're able to learn, like build rapport, ask questions, right? It's just not like, oh, how much do you want to buy a home? Okay, next. Yeah, you can do that. But like, how do you become a more effective communicator, right? So that's the thing, by asking more questions.
Yeah. And by asking questions, you can understand everything. Like, and ask, like, if you organize the questions, you can like, you can have the like the more like more clear communication, like reduce the noise, like try to be safe. Yeah, it's really good. I wish I could go to your meetings, your by end of the week meetings.
Yeah, we have it every week, every Thursday, prospecting clinic with the team. Amazing. Yeah, feel free to drop by if you're in Vancouver.
Thank you for your invite. So, in your experience, what are some practical strategies for aspiring real estate professionals can implement to cultivate the mindset of growth, learning, and leadership for the outset of their careers?
That question's manifold and very great question. Yes. To answer each one of them, like how do you have a strong mindset, right?
It's a mindset.
So I guess you have, you have to know what you really want. You have to really know what you really want for, you have to find out your why. Like, why are you doing this, right? Why are you in real estate? Like, how do you get into an industry where your next paycheck depends on maybe a home you sold 2-3 months ago, right? There's no consistency. The whole thing is to build a steady pipeline. Like, so how do you strengthen your mindset? I would say is like, you have to know your why.
Your purpose.
You know your why, your purpose, exactly. So there's a saying like if you read a book like Cybernetics, that book basically is your brain is like a radar. It's like a guidance system. So once you know your why, you have a goal, or you have many goals, your brain will guide you to them. So that's also in a way, it's like law of attraction again, right? Yeah. Like being the right frequency, having the right mindset, you will get what you want. And like I said before, deals, clients, money, they are just things happen along the way to get to what you want.
Definitely.
And you just have to think about
that's definitely. So we're almost in the end of like this final part, and in the end I like to make three questions: one about the past, one about the future, and one fun question. So looking back at your journey, what do you consider the most valuable lesson you learn about thriving in the real estate industry amidst challenge and growth?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say being consistent and stick to your schedule, because when you know your numbers, right? Like for me, I close one deal whenever I talk to 200 people.
300? Two?
200. Yeah. So I know my number,
yeah,
right? So I talk to 30, sometimes 35 people a day. I reduce my number because I wanted to increase my quality of conversation.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but you have to be consistent, right? Like nothing can get into the way of your morning prospect. Unless I have a fever, I cannot get up.
Yeah, definitely. And where do you go from here? What are your goals this year? Your goals?
That's a great question. So our goal this year will be, as a combined group, 400 transactions.
As a combine of a team, you guys are more...
The aligned team, the
okay.
aligned group.
The
Yeah,
aligned group.
Personally, I did about 26 deals last year.
Okay.
This year, I'm hoping to do 50.
I think you'll do it. Your consistency, I think you're gonna achieve that. I believe in you, man.
Thank you.
So we got one last fun question for you. So Icons of Real Estate is the number one real estate podcast network, and is passionate about making podcasting accessible. So Michael, if you had your own podcast, what would you call it?
That's a great question. So I've been asked about that before. I think I will use my Instagram handle.
Better Call Mike. That's a catchy name. What would you like? What type of content would you like share on Better Call Mike? Would you bring persons to make closing call machines? What would you do in your podcast? Better Call Mike. That's a really good name.
For now, on a monthly basis, I have a market update video.
Okay.
Right. Like in the past, I read over the market update report from our real estate board, and I try to shorten and summarize it. But now you have ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Right, just say, "ChatGPT, summarize this for me. I need a 3-minute video. Yeah, give me the script."
Yeah, we could have an episode of ChatGPT for sure. So, and Mike, how can our audience like reach you? Better Call Mike.
Yep, Better Call Mike. Better.callmike. Yep.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike.
On Instagram or Facebook, just look up Michael Chu.
And yeah, so and before we go, Michael, is there anything you'd like to share with our listeners? Perhaps a message for any ambitious like agents out there who are seeing new opportunities to excel in the real estate industry?
Great question. I appreciate that. I guess I would say never give up and never give up.
I won't. So as we conclude today's episode, a heartfelt thank you to you, Michael Chu, for sharing invaluable insights. Remember, in real estate and in life, success thrives on consistency, a positive mindset, and leading by example. Until next time, keep building, keep learning, and keep striving for greatness. Until then, may Michael's insights inspire your own journey in the world of real estate. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Thomas. Thank you, everyone.